If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
TIC Productions presents India's premier Bollywood podcast. You're listening to Bollywood Weekly.
Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Bollywood Weekly. This is your host Aditya, and I have with me Banerjee.
Hi.
Bharat.
Hello.
And Ronnie.
Hello.
Twitter celebrity Ronak. Do you want to talk about
new articles written on
what's the number of followers you got?
Very less.
Ronnie, we were in the news this week regarding a certain tweet about Golmaal.
Yeah.
You want to discuss
it? So the trailer had two people dressed up as They were trying to be dressed up as ghosts, but they were dressed like they had Ku Klux Klan wale masks. So I just saw that in the trailer, so I just pointed it out and tweeted about it. So like Hindustan Times did an article on that, saying that
the entire article was just Ronak's tweet.
Yeah, it's just that. And I read the whole thing and then I read Ronak's tweet. It was the same. Yeah. Like, no other sources, nothing. Just this guy.
Yeah. Yeah, they give you credit for that.
Yeah, they published his tweet. But it was scary. Then I thought, but then how would the writers get salary?
Paid,
To justify you. So, thoda dar lag raha tha ki koi mere ko aisa na bol de ki tu bhi us clan ka member hai. I was underground for 3 days.
This is Ronak's return to the mainstream. Anyway, but today's discussion is about Newton, that I think we all love.
Yes.
Oh, yes. I watched it twice. I watched it once for free because we had done the promotion. But the second time I went, paid and saw the film.
Good.
I'm planning to do the same.
Maybe. I won't be able to do it by the time I come back from my vacation. But I'm saying because last time when I did the podcast, I said that you should pay and watch. Because I was the one who said that you should pay and watch.
You can watch it in Dubai if it's released there.
No, it won't be there.
So, what did you guys think of the movie?
It's a really good movie. Damn good story. Constructed well. With some really good actors. And there are some really high level performances by Pankaj Tripathi and Rajkumar Rao. And Raghuveer Yadav, I saw him after a long time. Raghuveer Yadav.
Yeah.
He came back after a long time. I don't remember his last movie. Yeah. Was it PP Line? After PP Line, he did a movie which I can't remember. No, a Hindi movie.
So he was not in the mainstream Bollywood films, but he was doing a lot of B grade films, which I saw. Well, not the film, but I know that.
It's okay if you saw the film.
I didn't see, but I know that he was in a lot of B grade films.
Yeah.
He did like 7-8 B grade films in between.
And we saw some news now that he was in jail.
I sent it.
That was about Rajpal Yadav, was that he was in jail.
No, but he's actually in jail. He was in jail because his wife had, there was some domestic violence issue.
Yeah.
Oh, he beat up his wife.
No,
that's usually what domestic violence is.
Yeah. Why can't it be like the wife beat him?
Then why would he be in jail?
Defamation.
Coming back to Newton.
But the thing is, like, I read an article ki he's the only Indian actor who's been in the most number of
movies that have not been nominated.
Not nominated.
India's entry to the
Yeah. I remember Lagaan in this one.
Seven, I think.
Peepli also, yeah.
Peepli Live. There was like Salaam Bombay.
Oh,
और बीच में भी काफी सारी
हैं। सलाम में भी ये प्लेयर रोल ऑफ चिलम राइट
हां चिलम
यंग डैम गुड रोल है
आई रियली लाइक वो भी अच्छी थी बढ़िया टॉकिंग अबाउट न्यूटन आई थिंक आई फेल्ट कि आफ्टर ब्लैक फ्राइडे दिस इज अ फिल्म दैट्स नॉट अफ्रेड ऑफ टेकिंग नेम्स लाइक फॉर एग्जांपल व्हेन स्टैक टॉकिंग अबाउट नक्सलिज्म इट्स टॉकिंग अबाउट लाल सलाम it's not taking a proxy name it's taking the actual name like
also ambani
but ambani it's not taking any alternate name like for example how a lot of our quote unquote edgy and gritty and yeah. realistic films they will have a like CI, jaise cbi ko kdi kbi ya kuch aisa like they'll transplant the name of even in talwar for example I remember cbi ki jagah cdi rehta hai usme right So it's not taking names, official names, for whatever reason. This is the one film after Black Friday which takes names of real people, real places, real issues, right? So that's something that I really admired, apart from obviously the greatness of the film otherwise.
But talking about Nakhlesh and talking about the fact that taking the name Lal Salaam, I think like Black Friday is a perfect example where they have actually gone for the exact names like who have been involved, but... Chakravyuh also had a Naxalite angle and there they took names. Prakash Jha's Chakravyuh which came out in 2012 I think.
Yeah, but
they also took names.
But I felt ki usme bahut kuch, even wo Sunil Shetty ki ek film mein underappreciated film hai. I really liked the film. It's directed by the director of The Expose. I forget the name. It's a good film. It's called Red something. Red Alert. Red Alert. It has Sunil Shetty of all people. और भी इस तरह के ensemble का
he said Sudhir Shetty of all people that says a lot
and it's that's also issued like the issue in that is Naxalism and it handles it well better than Bollywood standards
yes, but does it also in this also they show their problems as well like
yeah.
some movies are like Naxals are like outlaws they're criminals
I feel it like a lot of people like not a lot of people but the only criticism that I felt of the like I read of the film this article on News Laundry which talks about how it takes the side of Naxalites by showing them in a particular way and showing the army in a particular way but I disagree because in the opening of the film there is a scene I don't want to spell it out but there is a scene which like from the word go you know that Naxalism is not being espoused
Correct.
Or sponsored.
Yes, clearly the side of like
yeah.
good versus bad
it's
means it's bad.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. It's within the first 5 minutes and that's it. After that, I don't think you can accuse the filmmakers or writers or anybody to be taking sides. Right?
Yeah. What I really liked about the film, which I, you know, as from a viewing perspective, which I thought was portrayed really nicely, was actually the point of view of the villagers, like in wherever Rajkumar goes in the Northeast, there's always so much dialogue and rhetoric about voting is important, democracy is important, you need to vote, you need to make your voice heard, which is easy for us to say living sitting in Bombay or Delhi or whatever. But then you see these people and they don't even know who's standing for an election.
Yeah.
Like no one has ever come to them to speak to them how a Like,
there's a whole sequence like that when they talk about the election.
When Rajkumar is trying to educate them about why elections matter, how it's important.
The best scene in this, for this is like,
sequence.
He says that आपको आपके यहाँ बिजली पानी सड़कें नहीं चाहिए and they're just looking at him clueless. क्या बोल रहा है? तेरे को दिख रहा है कुछ?
You know what? Also, it's like you have to pick someone to be your elected representative.
Yeah.
And they just look around and be like, "Haan, ye banenge." Like they just pick the senior person in there.
The whole chaotic situation that happens in the village when the army goes to take the villages and from the very word go, when Rajkumar sends the army there, he says that don't force them. Whoever is coming, let them come. And the army just does the opposite. And that whole montage, not a montage, this is a chotu sa sequence where there's a lot of chaos happening because they're just rushing, they're taking out the villagers. And there's this lady who's running behind the chicken.
Yeah.
And the moment they gather everyone, the chicken is cut. That was, I think, for me, a really, really nice sequence and a very well put sequence. Like, the metaphor in it was quite nicely executed there. But
also, I feel usually when we see indie films or people who are actually trying to be realistic, they make the dialogue very dry. They make the dialogue
raw,
realistic. But in this film, the dialogue is at at points very dialogue-y.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. It's very,
like, for example, that, wo murgi wala jo dialogue hai, कि यहाँ की मुर्गियां भी क्रांतिकारी हैं, 2 घंटे इंटरोगेशन करने के बाद ही
वर्दी में विनती भी धमकी
लगती है। वन डायलॉग, अब ये दिस इज लाइक अ स्पॉइलर अलर्ट, बट एक डायलॉग है जो मुझे बहुत, मतलब उस टाइम पे बड़ा क्रिंज लगा, एक ही डायलॉग बताता था, बट बाद में जब उसके बारे में सोचा उसमें एक हिडन लेयर है। जैसे वो कहती है, वो व्हेन दीस गाइस आर पार्टिंग वेज, द स्कूल टीचर एंड न्यूटन एंड हिज क्रू, शी सेज, and he takes out the card, like there's a reference to a card game which is supposed to tell the fortune of
the person
of Newton, and he takes it out and says 5, and she says 5 ka matlab ye, and this is not just about unity,
that is a fist, by the way, that Bharat is making, so
yeah,
people can't see what,
yeah, she holds up her hand, the open palm, and then she closes it into a fist, okay. And at that time I felt that that meant unity,
unification,
but that I feel that it means, and I have good reason to believe this, that that's a veiled Lal Salaam. Because that's exactly what a Lal Salaam is. Lal Salaam,
yeah,
is this,
also,
a raised fist.
Yeah, yeah. And also,
so, in that way, it's, at that point I felt ki haan yaar ye unity ki baat kariye, which is like a basic message. Ki haan, 5 log, mutti banti hai toh hum log saath hai. But no, it's actually saying that she might just be the Newton of the Naxalites. Like she's also somewhere in the middle, she's also trying to do good by herself.
Yeah.
And so that way I felt a very, like, that small gesture, even though it was filmy, quote unquote, it gave a good springboard for thought.
I feel I'm somewhat divided on that, because I still feel that it's actually about unification, because it's actually, because her, like, the whole point of where the Naxalites start and how what the movement is, it's about neglecting, it's about like how they've been neglected. So maybe unification is like taking the whole country in one platter, taking them to be one. I felt that, but also you might be right, because at no point the character of the school teacher is actually talking negative about the Marxist guys.
Yeah.
Though she's, and she has good reasons, because she's working for the election commission,
and there's also a lot of like small moments where,
yeah,
you know, she
justifies.
No, and the cop is like, give her a bulletproof vest, and he's like,
there are a lot of points where she justifies some actions of Naxalites and why it's happening. So I'm somewhere divided in this whole thought that whether that was actually, because sometimes we tend to overthink on it.
This is not an overthink, it's literally this signal.
Symbol.
The symbol is
symbol of Naxal.
Of a
fist. Lal Salaam.
Yeah, of a raised fist, and that's Lal Salaam, and that's exactly what she's doing. In a film that is about Naxalism, for the filmmaker to not mean that, but mean unity, I feel, is slightly,
yeah,
like,
but after that, like, after that, I think she or someone, Raghubir Yadav mentions that, 5 matlab, humari 5 senses,
yeah,
chatwa.
Correct.
Yeah, because she does that first. She raises a finger and does this.
She's like, shayad aapko iski tarah something she says.
Yeah,
chatti indriya ki baat kar rahi hai.
And that's when he then realizes what happens.
For me, I think, as a writer, the most difficult character in that film to be written or crafted also will be Pankaj Tiwari.
And honestly, because for me, his performance, and part of this is also just now where you hold Rajkumar to such like high levels, I actually felt Pankaj Tripathi overshadowed him in many scenes.
Yeah. Pankaj Tripathi generally does that in all of them. You see Wasipur, it was such a huge cast that he got lost somewhere. The character of Sultan actually got lost somewhere. But then if you see in the recent films, in a very commercial film like Bareilly Ki Barfi, where people came out, they were actually talking about Pankaj Tripathi.
Yeah.
And he blew people's mind, because he gets into the character and he just plays the character. And it's not that he plays the same character in every movie. Like, and he plays it in the same way. There are some people who play many different characters, but they have just one tone to it. But I don't think Pankaj Tripathi has that. Like, here he was, at some point you could hate him. My favorite sequence in the movie is when Pankaj Tripathi is actually introduced to Rajkumar Rao.
Yeah.
That morning sequence. With the anda khao. It's just, so, for a writer to write that kind of a character, it's a really challenging character to write, I think.
Yeah.
And on just the basis of the treatment of the movie, I did feel in the first half the film was a little slower. Where I didn't feel that it was required to be, but Bharat thought that that was the general.
I thought that was by design, because, like, again, this is a major spoiler. This is basically the film. Which is like, most of the film is about something waiting to happen. Like, waiting for something to happen.
Yeah.
Waiting, abhi kya hoga? Kyunki you never, as an audience, I don't know what's going to happen. As Newton doesn't know what's going to happen. He doesn't know whether those 76 voters will turn up, whether there will be some violence. And they're walking through the jungle. And I think that period of nothing, quote unquote, nothing happening is required for what eventually does happen in the second half. Right. So that's my logic. That's my reasoning. I can agree with the fact that people tune out.
I think it reminded me somewhat like the treatment, like there was this kind of treatment in the same jungle setup was done by Ray in a film called Gopi and Madhavan also, where there's a sequence about, so these two characters, they're meeting for the first time and they're thrown out of their respective villages. So they're meeting for the first time in a jungle only. And there's a whole sequence about them trying to start a conversation and how they see a tiger, get afraid, and they together hide from the tiger, and that's how they blend. That whole sequence, a really long and really slow sequence where they're meeting, they're trying to talk, they're not talking, there's silence. But it doesn't prevail throughout the movie. The pace changes when there was something again, they have to move. That move on factor there, and to move on to something else when they were going through the jungles again. Like I'm just telling what is happening in the movie again. But I don't think that I can explain it in a better way. Like they were moving through the jungle and they were reaching to the school, which was the polling booth, right? For the designated village. So I think once that was done, when they were reaching, they've reached the polling booth, the pace should have immediately changed over there. Which I felt it did in the whole second half, in which we saw the movie. In the whole second half, I didn't think there was any point that could have been removed, which I felt that was there in the first half.
Yeah, I tend to agree with that because even I watched the movie without an interval actually because I, like Ronnie, saw it for free at a screening. And in that screening, there was no interval actually. And I don't even remember, like I'm sure it must have come up at some point that intermission is happening, but I don't actually remember when that point was. And I distinctly remember like my immediate reaction after watching the movie was, the start was really nice because the whole way they introduced Rajkumar's character, the sequences where he's seeing a girl that his parents are introducing him, and the whole when he's at the election commission training with Sanjay Mishra and all of that was all really nice. And I really liked the ending where it finally, you know, everything comes to a showdown. And but then in the middle, I felt like I was getting kind of, you know, it was getting dragged and stretched a little bit.
Well,
which I guess may have been what you were talking about the first half.
Well, about, like, take an exact example. Like, there was a film called Waiting. Rasel Densha and Kalki were there in the movie. It's a great film. So, it's all about, but the basic premise is there in the trailer only, which is that both of their respective relatives are in a coma and they're just waiting for them, what to happen. So, in that also, there's a lot of stay. But you could relate to that stay, and
well,
it was cut at that right point. I felt that it was cut in the right point, and
even within that, there
it was
not
elongated.
There is variation in the pacing within those.
There's a lot happening.
See, what I'll argue with that is, if you aren't getting keyed out, maybe the intention of the filmmaker is not getting fulfilled. The intention of the film, for example, this film we saw in college as part of our course, it's called Taste of Cherry by Abbas Kiarostami. Abbas Kiarostami says, and everybody slept through the film, okay? Slept, woke up again, and finally it ended, right? And Abbas Kiarostami, we saw an interview right after that. He said, I actually want to give that experience to the audience. I want them to sleep off in my film, wake up, and sort of see where this is going right now. And then, you know, because he says that's part of the movie experience that I want to give. I want them to be in the seat of the...
I really think that's a weird...
That's a very strange thing.
That's really weird. Like, if I'm making if
something...
If you want me to watch the movie and want me to sleep in between, pause the movie, sleep and then come
back.
What's
the point there?
No, yeah, so I'm saying the point is, if you're not feeling the frustration, maybe that's not... Then the filmmaker is failing.
I think the wrong thought here is that if your frustration results to sleeping and not my frustration to the situation and feeling something should be an emotion in which I'm still there in the film.
Correct.
I'm exiting and then
I have
to come back.
In the film.
Like,
I have to be involved.
Sleeping
in the film.
Is not
sleeping is
an
extreme for sure. But what I'm saying is you can't, like, even though, like, I'm sure even in Newton you guys never might have slept off.
actually, right? No, Newton, I didn't sleep off, but I did take my interest off once and then I came back.
Cool.
Like, something like that happened to me. It is pretty similar. Like, there's a whole sequence in a, like, in the, you've watched Oppo trilogy, right? So in Oppo trilogy, Ray has this one point in Pather Panchali where he has, every time he just shows something, there's the house in front of the house, that whole passage. And if he had to show the Dadi walking, he'll show the old Dadi walking, like, the Dadi's walking till the house and she's really slow and she's old. So, you feel that frustration, but you're not out of the mood.
I think this similar thing was in
Pather Panchali. You slept off.
Abu trilogy, I can never watch without sleeping.
Remember this thing, there's one scene in Arrival where they, when they go to the spaceship ka top, where that's it's so slow. Arrival.
No, Arrival, there are a lot of problems. Like, I felt it, but it's a brilliant movie.
It's a hook. When there's a hook, it's a very deep
hook. Like, and then it just sometimes throws you off, it's like, are shit, yeah.
But, remember the Newton, so one interesting thing is that you can take out a different messages that are there in the film. For example, when my friend, like, she also watches a lot of films, and, but she is very, like, traditional Bollywood, like, songs, but when she saw the film, the message that she got was, yeah, honesty is the quality which, like, Mohan has these days, and this guy was honest, but he was seen as an outcast. But that is a normal thing, that is a given that you should have. This was what she saw. What I got from the film, like, what I really thought was that there's so much divide in the country. Like, in the whole film, there are a lot of places where they mentioned ki aadha ghanta duri to hai, but difference kitna hai. Matlab, these are the messages. हाँ मतलब आधे घंटे दूर से तो लाया है यहाँ से तो रहते हो मतलब दे शो द डिवाइड कितना है लोगों में दैट इज द मैसेज दैट आई थॉट इज इन द फिल्म
करेक्ट
इवन दो वी आर लिविंग टुगेदर वी आर नॉट टुगेदर
इवन देयर इज वन वेरी शॉर्ट एक्सचेंज बिटवीन रघुवीर यादव एंड द स्कूल टीचर इन विच दे आर टॉकिंग अबाउट लैंग्वेजेस सो शी इज टॉकिंग अबाउट हाउ शी टीचेस दीज किड्स इन देयर मदर टंग एंड शी हैज अ प्रॉब्लम एक्सप्लेनिंग इट टू देम बिकॉज शी डजंट नो इट And what will they do after learning a tribal language? They will have to learn Hindi.
Correct.
And then he says, "Arey, Hindi seekhne ka kya? Kabhi koi fayda nahi hai. Aap English seekho." So it shows two levels of language alienation. You know, correct. Like imperialism or whatever you want to call it. Abhi shaharon mein ye ho raha hai ki hum Hindi ya apni mother tongue nahi bol paate ya bol that is not seen as a skill, required skill. But English is. In the same way, in these tribal areas, in the interiors, speaking your mother tongue or your dialect will yield nothing unless you speak a Hindi or a Tamil or a Telugu.
Or more accepted languages.
Exactly. So, it shows, within just two exchanges, it shows you the extent of the problem. Yeah. And that's something that's very, very, very rare.
In some of the conversations of Raghubir Yadav, there's a weird shade that comes out, like, what kind of a real fantasy world he actually lives in, is that the stories that he's a writer, and he's writing stories, so the kind of stories that he writes. And then when this is a very short conversation, like it's a little underplayed under the BG, the background music, is that Raghubir Yadav is actually telling Rajkumar Rao that the first plane actually flew from here.
Yeah.
Pehla pilot Rama nahi tha. So he's living in his own world.
So the third guy who was there with them, so he was basically there because he was fascinated by everything. See, पहली बार
helicopter में चढ़ना है उसको
खाने में मिल रहा है उसको security मिल रहा है so he's fascinated. If you see, he's taking videos there randomly. So he's very fascinated कि यार मेरे को ऐसा treatment मिल रहा है. Then वहाँ पे भी जाके उसको पूछना है ज़मीन का rate कितना होगा investment करना है. So he's clueless but he's fascinated about things around him. क्या मेरे को treatment मिल रहा है अच्छा.
The one thing I really liked about the movie was the end and particularly the fact that there's no resolution per se, and like I'll try not to spoil it, but unlike many films where you have Rajkumar as your protagonist who is this, you know, honest person on a mission to make a change somewhere.
And you glorify that person.
It could have been very easy to glorify him and be like, oh, and at the end he achieves something. And in many ways he does.
He does.
And everyone, usually when that happens, everyone around him is like, oh yeah, he, like look at this guy, like he achieved this.
Be
that's
the
so
person,
amazing.
Be that person.
Be that chain. Over here at the end, like everyone is just frustrated with him and annoyed with him. Like whatever he did or didn't do.
Audience, I think,
is like
frustrated. Like, why? Sometimes. I would just feel like I think there's a very important message in the film about Rajkumar characters, like honesty is good. But honesty with just being honest and stern about it and not being smart about it is something which is not going to benefit you at all. And also there's a very important dialogue in the film of Sanjay Mishra, which is there in the trailer also, that ki tumhari problem ye ki tumhari imandari nahi, tumhari imandari ka ghamand. So I think that actually defines the character and how honesty is not the only thing that is going to help you, but its implication.
But that dialogue does not mean that. The dialogue means ki that the fact that you are honest is part of your job. You need not be.
Yeah, that you should expect people to be thankful for you.
That's what it's saying. It's not saying ki honesty is never not always the best policy.
No, I didn't say that. I said that honesty with just at its pure form and not putting it in the right way.
But that's not what that dialogue is saying.
Yeah, but I think that's one of the things which points out one of the major flaws in like our country and our system, in that the system is such that most people expect you to not be honest.
Yeah.
Even in our video that we did, it's like when you're trying to get anything done, you expect like, haan, thoda, matlab, side mein kuch dena hoga, ya,
upar niche,
chai paani ka intizam. So, whereas like you praise like for example, like you would praise cops for like not being corrupt.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
but that is the basic expectation. So,
yeah. And even in the end, yeah, oh, Newton ko award milta hai. Hum log, mujhe laga acha bhai kuch award diya matlab. It's like police. <he's laughs> most punctual. Kehta hai, aur wo yahi kehta hai ki matlab punctual aana to kaam hai na hamara. Ki ha matlab 10 baje se office chalu.
So he understands that. So
he's wiser, but he's also like letting his date wait for 5 minutes because it's not lunchtime. So he's also and then there's also like that gap.
Awkward silence.
I think Newton 2 should be about the love angle between that.
I think in Newton 2 they will both become
couple.
Dude, I'm sure that's what it meant.
Also one interesting, like I just connected it, I don't know, but kuch aur assumption bhi ho sakta hai that in the end, during the election scene when, so Pankaj Tripathi's last dialogue at that time when they are going away is, haan, theek hai, le lo.
Haan.
Okay. And cut to, at the end also when they're in the shopping mall, his wife says that, nahi, abhi,
abhi
bane, nahi, le lo.
So he basically got fired.
I
think that the fact that they are trying to not splunge and they're not splurge, sorry, splurge and I just think that he got fired.
No, but he didn't try not to splurge. In fact, he says ki nahi lene do.
Huh.
The daughter.
No, that's what, but the thought coming into mind, I feel the only giveaway in that scene is that particular thought over there, that dialogue. Ki theek hai, baad mein le lete hai na.
Nahi, nahi, wo toh bolta hai ki abhi lene do.
Nahi, but he doesn't say it immediately.
Haan, his wife says ki,
he has a pause there. He thinks it and then he's like, nahi, theek hai, le lo. Le lo.
Wo beti ko puchta
na. Haan.
Lena chahiye.
Haan, theek hai.
But wo fire hua hota to last scene mein.
I think it's kind of what Ronnie's saying. Like basically, there was some impact on him from that whole episode.
Yeah.
That you know now he's become a bit less like rigid.
Yeah,
in some ways.
That's
maybe.
I just thinking about that scene. Ki, why are you showing him?
Like even I thought that ki yaar ye kuch hua hai kya iske saath? Ye kafi shant lag raha hai.
I thought ki agar piche Bollywood movie hota to wahan pe usko.
Wahan pe Newton milta aur fir Newton aur ye dekhte nazron mein. But I really like the sequence when the woman comes and she's, अरे बैठिए बैठिए बैठिए, नया computer दिया है. She's like walking there. Like he said, the way he takes out the award and shows it. And he actually disses them. He's like, yeah, 9 baje ka time hai to 9 baje aana hai.
Obviously, as is well known by now, Newton will be India's entry for the Oscars. Conveniently timed announcement by a complete coincidence on the day of the release.
But like I was reading an article where they are talking about how it is very unlikely to get nominated because it requires a lot of advertising from the filmmakers and You have to basically
you have to campaign.
Campaign, you know, and that takes a lot of money. That takes probably, in this case, more than the budget of the film.
So 3x.
Huh, 3x that. So, it's still a question mark as to whether the filmmakers, A, will be willing to do that, or B,
see, but that's one. Well, that's a general thing where I feel like that should not actually be the filmmaker's responsibility. Sorry. It should be like the film board's
responsibility. No, it should be the distributors and actually not the distributors.
No, the Indian film board, like whatever it's called. Sure.
Because you sent your film to the Oscars.
But did they consult and send it, or they just...
So
every country is like film selection. Film board has to send a selection.
It went as a foreign film, right? Like, foreign film category. The same category that Lagan was nominated.
So, anyway, that's just...
That's sad, yeah. That's just us.
The reception in terms of box office, partly based, maybe boosted by the Oscar announcement. Phenomenal. Is that 10 crores in 5 days
for
a film of this size?
That's crazy.
They've already crossed their budget.
The opening was like under a crore on opening day. And then it just exploded. It jumped like 2.5 crores, I think, on the second day. And then it's just been growing.
I saw a post by the Eros people only where they said after 5 days, I saw they said 8.6 crores.
Yeah. Also, the number of screens were increased. So from
880 or something like that.
300 to 500 screens were increased
added
for that.
Yeah.
I think it should be made tax-free to watch. I personally really strong. See, I'm not a very overly patriotic person. When I was watching that sequence, when Newton's just sitting on his desk, completely frustrated looking at people vote without knowing anything. You know, they have no idea what they're doing.
Yeah.
It's like a game, as Bhagavad Gita's character says. So, it's such a well-constructed montage that I felt emotional. I was welling up.
Hmm.
Because this is our country. Like, this is...
Yeah.
And I have not voted yet. Right. In the last elections, I couldn't because my name wasn't in the voters list.
Why?
Some odd reason. That's
you have a voter ID card.
Yeah, I do. But my name was not in the voter list. It just happens. And the fact is, we take it so, like, at least I, till then, took it so much like, haan, theek hai, ho jayega, voting kar liya, kya fark padta hai, types. And this guy, even though he's a fictional character, he's fighting literally at gunpoint for those 4 extra votes.
Yeah.
Which anyway don't mean anything.
Yeah,
right? So everything, and this literally happens, it's not like a made up thing. This is not fictional 100%, right? These things happen. People do not know. People are uneducated. Even I am uneducated about my MLAs. I don't know who my MLA is. Who my MP is. So it makes me feel patriotic in the sense, yaar, itna to mujhe to pata hona chahiye.
Yeah.
Mujhe to at least pata hona chahiye mera MLA kaun hai, mera MP kaun hai, jisse main ek informed choice le sakun. Which is why I feel this is a very intensely patriotic film that every Indian must watch.
Which is why I feel that the inclusion of the option nota in the in the whole voting system is a shame.
What?
And because I don't know why, but like in the first place, I don't know if we use democracy correctly also as a system.
Mm-hmm.
And the system of multi-party system that we use, because it reminded, it did actually what you said, it did to me also in a lot of ways. Because when Pankaj Tripathi was actually picking up that box and he was just showing every button and he was referring to that, ye button hai lal, and he like, trust me, I have voted 2 times till now. When I went the first time, I was baffled. It's like, what the hell, man? Like, how... I just knew about 3 parties. I voted from West Bengal. So, I knew about 3 parties. BJP, CPIM, Communist Party of India, and TNC, Trinamool Congress. And Congress was there.
Mm.
And to be fair, there were at least another 10 names which were there. 10 parties. And then there's a button which had others written in it. There's nota written in it. So, you have a choice of at least 15 people and then nota.
Huh.
And still, if you get a 15% vote on nota, on a voter's list of, if say like 40% of people have voted this year. And if you get out of that 15% people have voted for nota, can you imagine the number of people who have actually voted for that? And I think the major flaw and why this movie felt like it is so important for us is that, first of all, at every given point when Rajkumar Rao is explaining or trying to translate it to those people, he's mentioning it to them that it is important to vote for those people who you think will help you to build and improve your lifestyle. But what most of the people here, mostly educated people also in the urban places also, when they vote, what they do is that they have a loyalty towards a particular political party, mm-hmm. and they have been voting them for like 40, 50 odd years.
Correct.
Which I feel is a wrong exercise of democracy.
And that is true in anywhere, not just in India.
Yeah,
in
I'm saying that's a wrong exercise Correct. Of democracy in its way, because a multi-party system gives the citizens an authority to dethrone a person in the next election and try out someone else, so that he or she can tomorrow say that yaar ye banda kaam nahi kar raha tha isko do ye shayad kaam kare, but we just try and keep on trying and voting the same people and the same political party for like 30 years.
Yeah.
And then also complain that kuch nahi ho raha desh ka, tu bhi to vote de hi raha na. So that's where those were the times when I felt like shit, this is so true. And I felt this is not just relevant for all those people who, and to educate those people that were deprived, and but it is important for the people who have been voting regularly, what you have been doing for all these years.
Yeah.
All these, what have those buttons actually meant for you?
Mm.
For a kid who goes into the voting ballot for the first time, it's literally like a toy.
Mm.
Because he or she has no education. For the first 3 years, it's going to be that. And for a person maybe from 18 to like 50 also when he's voting, if he doesn't care about the country, and if he just wants to vote because that's just a day's work and he wants to just complete that,
yeah,
he's
going to,
that's a waste of a vote.
A lot of people just vote like...
To vote.
Show that they vote, like dikhawa ke liye, yaar, dekho maine vote kiya, blah, blah.
It has a major impact at the end of the day.
Even this, like talking about a show that I watched, a web, by this news laundry, Constitution.
Yeah, please.
Web show. Like,
Vox? Constitution.
Oh. In which... this anchor Meghna, he's a very good writer, political writer. He talks about how it's absolutely unimportant which party you vote for. What is important is whom you vote for, which
Correct.
Person you vote for.
Correct.
And then you can engage in democracy. Otherwise, you're not engaging in democracy, you're just pressing buttons.
Yeah, I mean...
Right? That's to sum it up.
Switching gears back slightly. too muted. The one thing that's also is at least showing that, you know, good content will win out. Because just this week itself, you had two other films released with fairly big, like, established stars and names backing them. Bhoomi with Sanjay Dutt and Haseena Parkar with Shraddha Kapoor.
Okay.
And Newton had, like, 500 screens and Bhoomi, I think, had 2,000 screens, and Haseena Parkar also had like 1,000 and something. And Newton still did almost the same box office figures as those two films.
Wow.
For the whole weekend. Like, Bhoomi and the other one both did like 7.5 or something. And Newton did 7.
That's
with
epic, dude.
Half, one third of the amount of screens.
That's
so
lovely.
That's
engagement.
Yeah.
That's engagement.
And I think
that's a good thing. That's a win.
It's better than I feel it's better than some films that I consider art house, in the sense that they're inaccessible to the masses. For example, A Court. It's an excellent film. It's a lovely film. But the thing is, I can't recommend that film to my parents because they will just key out of it. Like, yeah, that's what it takes up. Even though it's tackling very serious issues in a very good way, but main dekh ke appreciate karunga, mere maa baap nahi karega, but mere maa baap ne agar Court Newton dekhi to they'll laugh as much as I would, they would enjoy it as much as I would, right? So that's a very hard thing to do, and I think that is underappreciated.
I think that's the definition, not definition, which is the wrong one. I think that's the quality, I think, of a good filmmaker is that you don't have to make an absolute massy crass and like really haunty-daunty, like there are songs and shit like that kind of a movie, but you make a normal movie which is about your story is good and your content is good, but it can be viewed by everyone and can be enjoyed by everyone. Like there are many films, like if you say that you can't recommend Court to other people and they won't be accepted by a lot of people, then I think it is, in a certain way, the failure of the film.
So, then all films of Satyajit Ray are inaccessible to my parents. So,
he's not, why do you think that he's
No, I mean, different
Ghatak is, and to be just fair, like, Ghatak was more popular. In their time, Ghatak was more popular than Ray, actually.
Right. So does that because, make you worse filmmaker? No.
I feel then Ghatak is a better filmmaker. If your films are being, if you are being, because Ghatak never did bad stories. Ghatak did good
stories. So I disagree with that. I disagree with that. I feel every filmmaker has an audience. And you can judge their films by craft. Not just craft alone, but craft is a major factor. So, I would, for me, when I'm judging a filmmaker. So, a Ray is superior to, say, a Ghatak for me. Because I appreciate his art better, his craft better. But having said that, I feel it is an underappreciated art to make a middle of the road.
Correct. Yeah,
That's it.
Speaking of good content accessible to everyone.
Jurwa
2
is coming tomorrow, guys.
Jurwa 2 is that, but also the trailer of Golmaal again. Golmaal again.
Don't know what to say now about that whole series now. I think I really felt that Rohit Shetty should have stopped at Golmaal itself and whatever he made.
I want to be the devil's advocate. I actually like the trailer.
How? Why?
It's fun, dude.
Like,
what part of the trailer was fun to you?
Dude,
I like one thing.
See?
Sorry.
I'm saying, see, even you like, that's what.
I liked one part. It was like, but that is a very stupid part because that is the only thing which came out to me as funny was like, that shing ring, cold cream, whatever Tabu said.
That sounds like the worst.
Yeah. That's the only funny. I was like, are you shit?
It's actually not the dialogue.
It's the way
The direction of Rohit Shetty. That's what I like.
I'm not saying that Rohit Shetty is a bad director.
You just said he should have stopped.
He should have stopped.
I would probably pay for
it. Yeah, I mean, I'll watch it anyways.
See,
there's no point of.
I have got a free pass for this.
Oh yeah,
and paid for me.
Yeah, please, but. Nothing to like in that trailer, I feel. Yeah. Pariniti was hot.
What?
Okay.
I didn't see her.
I was very surprised that they got through 2 minutes of the entire trailer and there was no sign of Tushar.
There was, nah.
Only at the end.
Yeah.
And the Tushar Kapoor can talk in this one.
No, only for a brief moment.
The booth mixing.
Nana Patekar's voice.
That is fake Nana Patekar.
Obviously.
But okay, there was that,
and any other film?
Tumhari Sulu teaser came out.
It seemed like another. It had a lot of English feels.
Yeah, they're going for that actually. The film is about how Vidya Balan is a homemaker and she's super enthusiastic about everything.
Okay.
So she's always entering contests and wants to do everything. And then she somehow manages to become an RJ. And the movie is about that.
So it's English and Lagera Gunabai.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it didn't excite me much.
I like Shepka. I like this director a lot.
But why did you like this trailer? We discussed it last week.
I liked it.
I liked the trailer.
I liked the trailer. I don't think there's anything not like. Exciting me most as a Bollywood fan is how Saif Ali Khan is playing his age for one, right? He's the main guy in the film and he's playing a father. And even if he's not playing exactly his age, he's playing the same bracket. And I think it's fun to see our heroes graduating to not being the alpha male or being the
college going guy.
College going guy.
Bag laga ke.
Exactly. So I saw shades of that in Dear Zindagi, which really I really liked the film for that. And I really liked airlift for that as well, apart from all the great things that I can say about the film. And I am like, I'm getting that vibe from Chef.
Yeah. That's one. Well, I think Chef, like, that not just the father factor, but in general, I think the trailer was quite nicely done. But the only thing which was missing was in a movie like Chef, the I want to see more food there. I want to see him cooking more food, or which is there in the actual film Chef.
Uh-huh.
If you see the trailer of that film also, they focus on his character a little more than what it is here. Here, the focus is more on a man who's trying to stabilize his life, which has gone in haywire. And he's come back to maybe make his son feel good about it. Like, he's trying to mend the relationship or mend a bridge between him and his son.
Yeah. That's an interesting, I think that's a not completely explored.
But most people will be surprised to know that that's not just the story. That's just one aspect of the story.
Of Chef, the original film.
Yeah,
But the thing is that it's an official remake.
It's an official remake, but I read an interview where he says, what he liked about the film was the father-son relationship, and he said, that is all that is similar to Chef, the film.
But that's why he bought the rights now.
He liked that aspect and he made a film on that. That's what Rajarshan Menon in an interview said. That's the factor that I like. The father-son relationship is what I liked, and I basically made a film on that. But since the premise is so similar, I took the rights.
Okay.
That's a good thing to do.
Maybe then people need to be informed about it. Because
no, I don't think so, because it's a different book.
No, I think people need to be.
It's a good thing. If the trailer is about that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's a different
thing. Then your point is not valid.
Huh. Yeah.
The fact that there's not enough food is a good thing then.
Exactly.
Yeah, because it's not a film about that.
Exactly.
It just happens to be that he's also a chef. In that way. Then I hope it's not much taken from the actual film.
Whatever it is,
but all the angles somehow fit from the actual film.
The skeleton of the film is same. I just wanted to say so I would view it as a separate film, whether or not it's similar or not similar to Chef, because I don't think there's a plagiarism going on. Plagiarism would mean taking and not.
It's definitely not a case of plagiarism. What do you think about the music of the film, Bharat? Music of Chef?
I heard only like two songs by Raghu Dixit, one of which I quite like.
Which one?
Subhan Lagade.
You like that song?
I like the song.
It's a brilliant song, though. Good. Someone has different opinions about it.
On that note, we will end this episode of hopefully one day in the future we can have a separate podcast about our shooting experience with Seven.
Wow!
Okay.
Chalo. Thank you guys.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
Thanks so much for listening. That was our show and hope you enjoyed it. You know what I'm about to say next, but I'm going to say it anyway. Please subscribe to Bollywood Weekly on iTunes using the podcast app or on SoundCloud, either on the web or using the app available on iOS and on Android. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. The links are in the description. And please do spread the word and let us know what you think in the comments. If there's anything you want to see us doing differently or anything you want to see more of, we will be happy to take all your feedback. And if you want to just share your views about what you think about these movies, we will be happy to feature those as well. See you next week.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.